At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Friday, October 25th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Google claims quantum supremacy, the obligatory Facebook update, computers reading your brain, and IT maturity data for SMBs. This is the Business of Tech. Google claims it has achieved quantum supremacy. The company published a paper this week that announced it is building a computer that can solve a quantum math problem in about 3 minutes. The largest supercomputers available today would take 10,000 years to solve the same problem. The news leaked last month on NASA's website, but this is the official launch. There is some skepticism. IBM has specifically called out that they do not believe Google has actually achieved this goal. Why do we care? Quantum computing changes the game for processor power, and the race to get there is bigger than just one company, as the US and China are both racing to this accomplishment. With the ability to break all existing encryption as just one of the stakes on this race, we care because it changes computing at a very fundamental level. It's been a very Facebook-heavy news week, and so the temptation to ignore this was there, but it feels like these two are worth noting. First, Mark Zuckerberg testified to Congress on Wednesday. The premise was on the cryptocurrency Libra, but members of Congress wanted to talk about everything but Libra. Topics ranged from diversity at Facebook to the controversial ads policy that we've covered before. Additionally, news broke this week that Facebook has been funding an additional patrol unit within the police department in Menlo Park, California. The company pays more than $2 million annually to patrol the area around its campus, and Facebook's neighbors have concerns. Why do we care? Facebook has a trust problem. That's clear. Libra appears to be struggling at best and dead on arrival at worst. It appears private reception is the same as public reception. On this podcast, we predicted that Libra itself is a good idea, just bad for Facebook. Someone will do this. It just won't be Facebook. Amazon, perhaps? Privacy is a pretty good context for the next story. The Guardian has a look at the work around brain-computer interface, known as BCI. In the past year, researchers have shown that it is possible to translate directly from brain activity into speech or text via someone's neural signals, recorded and decoded using AI algorithms. Researchers at the University of California have successfully translated neural activity into speech. The data on an individual's brain scans could be useful even without being able to fully translate that into speech. The technology is promising for those suffering from conditions that affect speech, but it is also being looked at by technology companies, and you knew it was going to include Facebook. So why do we care? This technology is certainly a long way off, but again changes the way we would interact with technology and brings up a lot of ethical questions. Asking these now gives an opportunity to direct the way the technology is developed, and is time well spent. Are SMBs getting any better at IT operations? Kaseya's 2019 State of IT Operations for Small and Mid-Sized Businesses report says no. One-third of IT teams surveyed have stayed at the lowest level of IT operational maturity. Only 11% are reporting at the strategic level. Security remains among the top priorities, with 57% of SMBs reporting at this level, but only 42% automate or even plan to automate patch management. This data matches with some of the data released by Service Leadership this summer, measuring against their Service Leadership Index data. So why do we care? Looking at the upside of this, the market is stable and thus could be described as mature. On the flip side, this isn't good data, as only 11% engaging at a strategic level is really not great. If security is a high priority, the numbers of those leveraging technology to address the concern is troubling. This is both an opportunity and a potential reckoning in the making. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your newsflash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience. And we'll see you on Monday.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.